Well, I don't know how much time I'm going to have to watch television over Christmas, but no. I have been looking at the lineup of special Christmas episodes for the soaps and things. And I guess we all know what to expect with special Christmas episodes. Big surprises, big quarrels, big emotions all round, and with any luck, big messy reconciliations as well. So you have to get the tissues out. And one of the guides to the soaps was saying it wouldn't be Christmas without a trauma. But it's interesting, we still need the opportunity, it seems, to let our feelings out and face the big human issues, face conflict and the possibility of getting over conflict, to cope with the fact that we really do a lot of damage to each other. And all the same, we want to heal it and we want to move on. And Christmas, it seems, is the time when we give ourselves permission to get into all this. And I don't think that should surprise us, because the whole Christmas thing is about how God helps human beings grow into a fuller life. And it's a life where we have to face the awfulness of so much of what we do. But it's also a life where we learn there's a power in the universe that's pushing all the time towards reconciliation, so that when we do what we can to make up and start afresh, it's actually as if the whole tide of reality is flowing with us. And taking that on board is a bit of an effort in some ways, because we all find it more comfortable to live on the surface a lot of the time. But when we do let ourselves feel things a bit more deeply, and when we do try to let go of the past and look for new beginnings, when we let that side of the Christmas message work in us, I think we discover there's more to us than we ever suspected. So I'd say don't be embarrassed about the tissues when you're watching the EastEnders Christmas special. It can still be part of the good news of the season. And I hope it'll be a very happy and fulfilling one for everybody.
Well done. Thank you for joining us. Now, I'm sure and I hope that with all that you'll have to do over Christmas, and as we always say to clerics, this is a very busy time of the year for you.
Right.
But you will get a chance to be with your family over Christmas.
That's the hope. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's the most important thing, isn't it? That's the Most Reverend Dr. Rowan Williams, Archbishop of Canterbury. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Real pleasure to meet you again.